mind. Do it today.
Where do we go from here? Now that all of the children are growing up, then how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, March 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. You don't have to listen to the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, like many people do. You don't have to sit and wait on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and listen to the stream player repeat the show every 3 hours. First hour from 9 to 10 repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., absolutely midnight, 3 a.m., and even 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. You can just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and listen anytime you want, on demand. Now, an interesting email I got this morning. Time to save our kids. And this comes to us from an individual actually in my Antrim County who was part of the Antrim County Conservative Union, now very much active in the Antrim County Republican Party, Sherry Hogan. She sent it to the chair of Antrim County Republican Party, the secretary, Gary Bart, Dale Eschenberg, copied us and others on it. This actually generated initially from Larry Hall in Sheboygan County. Recently, he asked and inquired with Stand Up Michigan if the Looney Tune liberal LGBTQRZY garbage was actually happening in a small town here in northern Michigan. Here is his response regarding Onaway School District. After sharing the documentary on the testimony of the mother and father's journey with the public schools' transgenderism, teaching it to their daughter, I was asked to share specific situations where a local school districts are actually coaching our kids into transgenderism and possibly looking at other alternatives to their sex. Well, here is the following screenshots from a Facebook group, OAQSA, the Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance. In addition, attached is a PDF of a board resolution for your review. Also, the video link was a video prepared by a concerned parent citizen in the community to expose this agenda. The individuals, the adults involved with the Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance are those who have already started the petition to remove duly elected school board members of the Onaway School Board, even though they're up for election or re-election this year. These school board members are being targeted because they've stepped up and are fighting the evil that is being perpetrated on our children. They have a screenshot of the school building with a rainbow behind it in a grayish, cloudy sky. And then, of course, the red cardinal with all kinds of multiple colors behind the school's mascot. This is Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance. The page, according to the screenshot, has 99 likes and 120 followers. 120 followers. Put that into perspective. How many people actually vote in that Onaway school district. I forget the exact number. I believe it's 800, 900, 1,200, whatever the number is. They have 120 followers. Well, the undersigned, for the purpose of forming a social welfare corporation under the nonprofit corporation laws of the state of Michigan, MCL 450.2101-450.3192, established and signed their articles of incorporation and unanimously approved the Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance bylaws. The director, Max Butger. The other director, Lisa Pockmeyer. Chairperson, Tad Price. Secretary, S. Porter. And guess who the vice chair and treasurer is? Onaway High School civics teacher, Kimberly Wigglesworth. According to this other screenshot, they actually have, as a private group, 236 members. About them, community members, parents, and Onaway alumni, near and far, acknowledging and showing support for the LGBTQ plus students and community members to ensure their safety, security, and fair and equal treatment under school policies in this community. The Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance and Tad Price are admins. Lisa and three others are members. Three other members are moderators. Then the post goes on, one of the posts. Are you passionate about religious studies? Dreaming of a career in philosophy? Well, we've got money for you. The Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance Social Welfare Merit Scholarship Program promotes social welfare and equal opportunity. The deadline to file for the grant, March 31st. Then they've got another post. This was back in February 23rd. Are you passionate about cultural studies? Interested in criminal justice? Dreaming of a career in geography? What the heck does geography have to do with it? Well, guess what? We got money for you. The Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance Social Welfare Merit Scholarship offers equal opportunity for all based on responses to social welfare questions. Apply, and then they have a website for you to click on. Then, of course, under a multicolor background, I'm not even sure what the heck this thing is. It's not the simple rainbow, colored rainbow they normally have. They are offering scholarship, merit scholarships to anybody ready to jumpstart your academic journey. Stacey Marie Porter updated her profile picture. Her profile picture was updated November 19th of last year, 2023, Chief Chaos Coordinator. I believe this is the same woman who is the daughter of Annette Porter, one of the current school board members in Onaway, and has also led the effort in submitting the petitions request to start a recall against some of the current school board members. Well, a quote then is listed in this email. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. Never worry about who will be offended if you speak the truth. Worry about who will be misled, deceived, and destroyed if you don't. You see, that's the problem that most people have, especially our elected officials. Well, you know, I like serving the school board. I like serving my community. And I have to be elected or reelected come this November election. So I'm not going to cause any waves. I'm not going to cause any problems. I'm going to allow these people to speak during public comment, and I won't stand up and voice any opposition to them. Well, a couple of the school board members say, sorry, this goes completely against my values, my principles, and what I think the public schools should be doing. So they spoke out against it. And immediately, these people move through the court system with help from the county clerk to file papers to recall them. Now, if they think they're able to collect enough signatures to trigger a recall election, it's going to cost the Onaway School Board District thousands of dollars to conduct a recall election when they have a election this November anyway. This is absolute insanity. Well, we'll see first if they collect enough signatures. Number two. Number three out of this process, if a recall election is triggered, let's see if they're successful. Or will the people of Onaway say, you know what, I agree with the school board members. I don't agree with this Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance and their agenda. It's not something that should be talked about and discussed and pushed and advocated for in the public classrooms, like Kimberly Wigglesworth has been doing for years in that school district. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. A little housekeeping here. Some text messages coming in to that last story being reported by Larry Hull and Sherry Hogan of Antrim County. County Commissioner, longtime supervisor of Alice Township, now a county commissioner in Presque Isle County, Cliff Tolini. He's also our beef farmer. He says, Randy, if in the event they're successful in triggering a recall election, a special recall election, it'll cost the Onaway School District $20,000 to hold a special election. A special election during an election year that will have these people on the ballot in November. While this Rachel Elkins from Facebook held up some signs at the last school board meeting. And I'm sure the people, part of this Onaway area queer straight alliance, didn't appreciate this particular sign. Concerned parent held up a sign that said, and this has to do with all the shooters that are happening at these schools, Colorado Springs shooter was non-binary. The Nashville school shooter was trans. The Aberdeen shooter was trans. The Iowa shooter was trans. And the Lakewood Church shooter, trans. Are we kind of recognizing some type of mental disorders that are being carried out in the form of violence, using firearms, being a shooter, an active shooter that is mentally disturbed? And where are they getting this indoctrination? Public schools. Kimberly Wigglesworth is the main culprit in Onaway School District, in my opinion. I am not speaking for the radio station. I am saying it myself. There's also principals and administrators, superintendents, that allow that type of indoctrination to continue in Onaway School District. In my opinion, they should all be fired. You need a school board that will come in and clean this garbage up in order to protect the kids. It's got to stop. There's all kinds of studies out there that has proven the sign was not being held by Rachel Elkins. No, I said it was her post on Facebook. I got a text that says the person holding the sign was Tanya Salata. I don't even know if that's correct pronunciation or who she is. I have no idea. I'm just saying it was her post. Rachel Elkins posted it on her Facebook page March 13th at 11:13 a.m. on her Facebook page. Now, here's the question very simply you have to ask yourself. The current school board members are standing up to this garbage, challenging these people, holding them accountable. Number one, is this something that should be taught in a public school with taxpayer dollars? That's the first question. Where exactly in the school board's bylaws or its charter does it allow for this type of indoctrination of the kids using taxpayer dollars? That's the first question. Answer, nowhere. Without reading every single page of the charter and the bylaws of the Anoa'i School District, I can almost guarantee you it does not say that the teachers, the curriculum, and the students can be indoctrinated into LGBTQ plus mental, in my opinion, torture. You're literally playing with people's minds. Are you sure you're a boy, Joey? Susie, are you sure you're a girl? As early as elementary school. Then it goes further based on age appropriateness into the middle school, ultimately into the high school. With a teacher, what was her title? I forgot on that email. Treasurer? Are you kidding me? And now she's putting forth merit scholarships. Where is she getting the money from? Follow the money. Is this money coming from George Soros, Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Where exactly is Kimberly Wigglesworth getting the money to be the treasurer of this group? I would absolutely submit a FOIA request to her so fast it'd make her head spin. Where are you getting the money for these merit scholarships? Well, there is actually a news story about FOIA requests in MERS news service from Friday. Absolutely amazing how long it's taking for FOIAs to be filled. Filing and getting the information taking up to 6 to 9 months. Completely breaking the law according to the Freedom of Information Act. Hour number two coming up right after the news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across